Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 104, and I'm here with my co-host, as always, Rylan.
Yep, it's called Two Brothers Gaming for a reason.
All right, we have another mini episode for you guys, three topics. So we're just trying to get episodes out. We'll have two full episodes tomorrow. But Rylan, go ahead.
We're just trying to get a little more episodes out. We normally get two a week, but you know. Decided to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because why not do these little mini episodes, even though they're still going to be around the same length because we don't shut up.
That's true. Like, the last one was 30 minutes long with three topics. But it's fine. You guys still get your gaming news. And
it's just fun.
It is. It's fun. I enjoy doing it.
But before it starts, join our Discord. February 28th was the last time we got a member in the Discord.
Ridiculous.
That was what, almost 6 months
ago?
Come on.
That's a stinking year, dude.
That's actually ridiculous.
That's crazy to think about. And we got 15,000 downloads this in the past 7 days, and not a single person can join the Discord.
I don't understand
that. Like, I don't, out of those 15,000 people, at least one of you have to have Discord. If you don't, it's free to make.
15,000. I know at least one of you guys have Discord.
You have to. And if you don't, I said, it's free to make. Like, make it to just join our Discord and you can watch a free movie, get some free merch, get a gift card, something. And we're going to do something for you guys. It's not just... for nothing.
Just to join it. Yeah, you're going to have a chance to win something, and plus you get a free movie out of it. Who knows? We might
Deadpool and Wolverine or something.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be all family friendly.
No, it doesn't. If there's adults in the, like, nothing but adults in the Discord, then we'll do it. I guess technically Ron's not an adult, but what is Deadpool... It's probably not PG-13. Is it R? Is it rated R?
Yeah, it's R.
So we probably can't do Deadpool versus Wolverine, but we can do something.
I don't think we have 7-year-olds yet.
I don't know, but you're technically not even old enough to watch it. So,
well, guess what? I do anyway.
All right, we'll go ahead and get into it. Xbox game. This is what we're talking about. We don't shut up. Xbox Game Pass losing 4 games today, the day of recording.
Yeah, so these are like today topics. Like, all these topics we've went over is just today topics.
That's why it helps if you listen the day we post.
Yeah. So Xbox Game Pass is losing Shadows Warrior 3 and 3 more titles later today. I'm pretty sure at the time of recording they're already gone. So maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure. But it says here, these are going to be the first departs from the Xbox Game Pass catalog in August 2024. Microsoft subscription service normally, rotates out games twice a month. Last month was a bit of a deviation from the norm. We saw it, the Xbox Game Pass library, I don't know why it says XGP, I've never seen that before, but shrink only 3 separate occasions aside from the regular mid-month and end-month of the Xbox Game Pass departures. The service also lost Cricket 22 on July 5th. What a shame, Cricket. I love that game.
No, it's the best game on the platform.
Yeah, I love that game. Who the crap plays cricket?
I have no idea. I've never played cricket before.
I get like a
real life order in an actual video game.
Yeah, I never either. But I say I get real life. Maybe it's fun.
Yeah, but I try in real life, but playing a game, no. I guess some people say the same thing though about basketball. Like, we played a crap out of 2K, but some people are like, who wants to play basketball in a video game?
It's fun. Try it.
It is fun.
But it says here. Microsoft now appears to be returning to its regular rotation schedule, whose next stop is to remove Airborne Kingdom off World Trading Company, Shadow Warrior 3 Definitive Edition, and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I never played that. I heard it was decent, but I never got to play it.
I've never played it. I've watched the movie, but I've never played it.
The movie's good. But I've never played the game. I don't know what it's even really. I get it's about Leather, or not Leatherface. Yeah, is it Leatherface? Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking of the Ninja Turtle villain, Leatherhead.
Oh.
I get those two mixed up. But these are the Game Pass games. So I'm just going to list all of them. Airborne Kingdom, Cloud Console PC. It was added in August 2023. And it takes around 7 to 13 hours to beat. Dang, going. It takes 52 hours to beat Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Offworld Trading Company. It's for PC only. August 2022 is when it was added. And it takes around 9 to 119 hours to beat it.
9 to 119. That's a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a 110 hour difference right there.
That's okay.
I don't know how it takes that long, but
whatever. I guess the 100%. I mean, that going, that's a big margin.
Yeah. You can do it in under a day or 119 hours.
That's crazy.
We got Shadow Warrior 3 Definitive Edition, Cloud Console PC. This was added February 2023, and it takes around 5 to 9 hours to beat it. And, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre's on, it doesn't even say, I'm guessing on everything. August 20, 2023, and takes 52 hours, as I said. So those are all the titles and stuff.
They're being removed today. So yeah. Those games have either been out 1 year or 2 years at this point. Once the other one, all of them were August, either 2022 or 2023, except for one was February 2022, I think you said.
Yeah.
So they've all been out 1 or 2 years around this time.
Yeah. So they've been there for a while. So it makes sense why they're removing them to put. Yeah. To like just refresh like they always do.
Well, so. They'll add more, and just if these aren't actually being played a whole lot, I don't blame them for taking them off.
Yeah, but I'm going to read the last paragraph here. Since Xbox Game Pass added only 4 titles in the first half of August 2024, today's departure will be, you know, effectively offset those gains, leaving the service with no net content increase. In the past 2 weeks, Microsoft has yet to reveal the second wave of August games in the 2024 Game Pass lineup, so it remains to be seen what situation it will look like by the end of the month. The next batch of departures will likely leave the servers on August 31st. So I'd say they're going to announce the next batch of games like the 25th or so, probably around then, near the end of the month or so.
Yeah.
It says here, based on previous third-party publisher announcements, the second wave of August 2024 XGP editions will include Core Keeper and SOPA Tale of the Stolen Potato. Crap. Which both have previously been confirmed as day one releases on Microsoft's service, while Core Keeper is scheduled to launch on August 27th. SOPA is still waiting for the release. So, The Tale of the Stolen Potato Edition is a game. It's going to come out this month, it says.
Oh, yeah.
But. Yeah, we'll probably update you guys whenever the next batch, you know, comes in or whatever. But yeah, those are the 4 games.
Leaving. All right, moving on then. PS Plus Extra confirms new day one game for September 2024.
Whenever I was picking these topics, like, I already picked the Xbox Game Pass games. So I was like, okay, PS Plus.
Yeah.
So, I got here. It's been confirmed that the highly anticipated indie, The Plucky Word?
Squire.
I'm going to say Squire.
Squirr.
Will be a day one PlayStation Plus extra game in September 2024. When it comes to the PlayStation Plus and its various tiers, Sony tends to stick to familiar patterns. The free PS Plus games are revealed at the end of the preceding month, while the next batch of games coming to the PS Plus Extra and Premium are revealed in the middle of the month. However, on rare occasions, when the games are announced well in advance, such as in the case of the free PS Plus games of September 2024, while the full lineup of PS Plus games for September 2024 most likely won't be announced until Wednesday, August 28th, one of the free titles have already been confirmed starting September 3rd. PlayStation Plus subscribers across all tiers, be able to snag Harry Potter Quidditch Champions for free. Quidditch Champions? So you can get a PS Plus game. They already know about it already. It's a Harry Potter game. That's pretty cool.
I played a Harry Potter Quidditch game a long time ago for the GameCube. I still have it. I don't remember exactly what it's called. But it was actually really fun. Like, it's kind of like,
but it says here,
if you've ever watched the movies, what Quidditch is. Kind of like soccer, I guess. You keep people from hitting it into the rings or whatever, but you fly on a broom.
I haven't watched Harry Potter forever. It's been a while.
It's really fun.
But I guess I'll say the description of the game. Quidditch Champions is a up-and-coming fantasy sports game with a single-player and PvP multiplayer modes that look fairly promising. Being able to play for free through PS Plus should ensure that it has a sizable audience out the gate. So yeah, it will be available for all PS Plus subscribers, including those signed up for Extra and Premium tiers. PS Plus Extra and Premium subscribers can also look forward to a day one Extra tier service in 2024 September. Plucky the Squire will be joining. Oh, Plucky. It will be joining the lineup for PlayStation Plus Extra on September 17th. What is Plucky the Squire?
The Squirr.
The Squirr. Plucky the Squirr is a Zelda-inspired action adventure game that features both 2D and 3D gameplay in it. Players take control of Jot, who is available to explore a 2D storybook as well as a 3D real world. So can you go into a book?
I'm guessing.
It says here, by exiting the book, Plucky's Squire's unique blend of 2D and 3D exploration has turned plenty of heads since the game's initial release, and PS Plus Extra subscribers will have the chance to see how it all shakes out without paying anything beyond what they already do for their subscription. While, the Plucky Squire, that's such a weird name.
It is.
It's coming to extra tier PlayStation Plus. It will also be available for those who signed up for the PlayStation Plus Premium. PlayStation Plus Premium gives PlayStation gamers the most bang out of their buck, as it includes all games available through the Essential and Extra tiers and everything that is premium exclusive. So you just get everything.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus. All
right. Can move on. Fortnite server downtime length for Chapter 5 Season 4 has been revealed.
Since the new season's coming out in tomorrow, actually. Comes out 16th.
Yeah.
But I just said, why not Fortnite talk?
Yeah, why not?
Epic Games has confirmed the full server downtime schedule for the up-and-coming release of Fortnite Chapter 5 Season 4. Whole five chapters into Fortnite. Are we stopping at 10? It's like a book. Which will, once again be another Marvel-themed season. The highly anticipated Fortnite update we'll see a plethora of new Marvel skins descend onto the island, but not before the popular Battle Royale title goes undergo a few hours of maintenance. Before the pump. Where was that? I lost the place. Oh, here we go. since its release in 2017, Fortnite has become the king of collaborations, from Star Wars skins, Gundam-themed events, and it's collabed with almost every single form of digital media on the planet. Look, crap, even Will Smith's in the game, but you can't get him anymore because of what happened with that slap or whatever.
Oscar slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah, Fortnite won't let that skin come out again since that happened. It says here, a recent rumor suggested that Fortnite will be collaborating with the Simpsons. Imagine Homer Simpson 200 Pumpy in the face.
I mean, you got Peter Griffin in there doing it. So.
Yeah.
Why not Homer Simpson too?
Yeah, why not? It says here, fans are still waiting patiently for the game's second Marvel collaboration that will kick off tomorrow, August 16th, with the release of Chapter 5, Season 4, Absolute Doom. Similar to Fortnite's previous updates and seasons, Epic Games will be taking the game's servers offline for an extended period of time, and the studio prepares for the release of the new season. Whether players plan on jumping into LEGO Fortnite, Rocket Racing, or Fortnite's Battle Royale mode, the entire game will be offline on August 16th. It says it's going to be offline for about 5 hours.
Yeah, from 3 a.m. UTC to 8 a.m. UTC, which Eastern time, that's 11 a.m. Eastern time to 4 p.m. Eastern time.
So it's going to be... That's so basically all... Not all noon, but around kind of
pretty much all afternoon.
Yeah. Just before 5.
What they should do is do it while people are sleeping.
So yeah, like 3 a.m.
Well,
like
that's kind of what they're doing for the UTC, which I'm not even sure what kind of time that is. I do know that it's 11 to 4 Eastern time, but they should do it for us while we're sleeping. So we can get up in the morning and play some Fortnite.
Yeah. I like that.
Hopefully they don't take out Reloaded. Like, they got to keep that in there.
Yeah.
If not, I then Reloaded. I probably won't be playing the new season if Reloaded. I like Reloaded so much now. Like, I don't know if I could go back to regular Battle Royale or not.
Regular Battle Royale sucks. I played it. This was a few days ago. Kill myself.
Yeah. Like, what they should do is bring back OG map and Reloaded and just leave the game.
What they're going to do, bring back in November the Chapter 2 map.
Yeah, that's fine. But I just, OG and Reloaded, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And that, I know that they can't bring back the whole OG map because Reloaded's smaller. I mean, it's only got 40 players and it's a smaller map. They did. But
they brought back the whole
They did,
OG
but that was
map,
for Battle Royale.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but still.
Yeah, they could do it, yeah. But they have some nice places on Reloaded. Like, they got Tilted, they got Retail, they got Pleasant. Like, they have some good...
Salty Mountain, the mountain that was near Salty, it's there, but it's a smaller version of it.
Yeah,
They
have Loot Lake.
Little Loot Lake. there's also... There's a few more locations.
I can't remember.
I can't. Docks one. Dusty Docks.
Dusty Docks.
It's like a mix.
So it used to be Dusty Depot, but
yeah,
back in the day.
Well, back in chapter two, there's a place called Dirty Dock. It's like a mix between that, I guess.
Yeah, I remember Dirty Docks. And then
check out this one. That's my favorite place to drop in that map.
Yeah. And I remember Dusty Depot from OG.
Yeah.
I think it might have been in season two also. It was Dusty Divot then, I think.
Season 4 was Dusty Divot.
Was it?
Yeah, season 3 and like 3-1 was Dusty Depot, I think. Yeah. I don't know. In season 1, it wasn't even named.
Yeah, it probably wasn't. Alright.
That's everything, isn't it?
Yep. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. Like I said, we should just get another mini episode out for you guys, get you guys some news, get some episodes out. And we'll be back with our full episodes tomorrow. But we appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify and on TeePublic, which I need to remember to put in the description of this episode.
Yeah, remember.
Yeah,
I do. Go back when you're editing this. Go to the end. Listen to the whole end.
I know. Rylan, do you have anything?
No, but we actually recently hit 400,000 total downloads. Pretty cool. And we're back to averaging what we used to average now that everything's no one's on vacation anymore.
Yeah, people need to stay home. Like if you want to go on vacation, be ready to take us with you and listen to us while you're on vacation. So we don't get those dips, you know.
Yeah, we got a dip for a little bit, but now we're back to how we were. We're actually averaging the most we've ever averaged in a week with 15,000 right now.
The 11th, we peaked. The most downloads we've ever had in a single day was over 3,000. So, and 15,000 past 7 days, that's the most we've ever had. So we appreciate you guys.
Pretty awesome. That's awesome. So thank you guys for that.
Yeah. And I don't mention this in every episode. I just like to bring it up once in a while. If you would happen to want to donate anything to us,
I was just about to say that. Actually.
Our Cash App's in the description. You don't have to. Yep. You can donate a penny, a dollar, whatever you want. If you don't want to donate nothing, enough. But if you're feeling generous and you want to help us out with the podcast, we appreciate it.
See, we'll take a quarter if you want.
Yeah, I'll take 25 cents. We can split 25 cents.
You know, just put how much you want. If you don't want to, then just say screw you guys.
Yeah, that's fine. Like that's fine. Your listen is up here, a lot. Your listen means more than you think it does.
No, yeah. Means that you cheat. But that's not the only reason we make this stuff.
We do it to have fun. So me and Ryan can spend time together and we can get you guys gaming news. And it's just fun to talk.
Yeah. That's why half the episodes are like 40 minutes long.
Yeah, this one, you know, three topics, 22 minutes long. So it's still and going. So
But yeah, just follow our socials. And everything like that. That's all I have.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.